entered at 7:34 and paid with a Visa. We don't want you to leave and have to pay that maximum cost, whatever that is. So come see me, and I'll give you the parking ticket if it is indeed yours. And also at the end of the show, when the lights go up, if you would just take a look around and clean up as much as you would if your best friend was going to be picking up after you. All right? Let's welcome Mighty Poplar.
Thank you. did I wander? Why did I roam? Now the last time on the way I'm coming home. Tell the
This is our 11th show as a band. Show, we're really going to figure it out. Almost there, 12, number 12. Now, we're thrilled to be here. This has been an amazing kind of maiden voyage tour for this band. We made a record nearly 3 years ago, and it only came out last month. You try finding the perfect font for a bluegrass record. There are too many options in this kind of circles. Year after year after year, and finally we decided, you know, we'll just kind of settle. We'll settle. And we finally got this record out.
Yeah, we should have gone with Papyrus. I still think we should
have. Well, you know, we were going to call the record, you know, the band's called Mighty Poplar. We had this great idea of calling the record Uncle Pandemic. But we tried every font and it just doesn't look good on the page. So we decided to just call the record Mighty Poplar as well. And we're going to play all the music for you here tonight. Starting with the next three songs, are actually the first three songs off the album, certainly. Just later on.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I believe in when the wild birds come home.
Woo!
Chico River.
Yeah. Songs when I heard this song, and I almost quit.
Retirement.
You're a great man. In all seriousness, y'all, it's such an honor to be up here with these dudes. I've been listening to these guys play since I was in diapers. But it does mean a lot, and I knew that whenever I made a bluegrass record, I really wanted to record this tune and all the other ones that I sang on this one, and I've just been waiting for the perfect opportunity, and these guys gave me that, and I really do appreciate it. I'll just say.
Thank you.
So yeah, leave this one here in true bluegrass waltz form. North Country Blues, which I have already said, so we'll just get to it.
Thank you. After the encore.
Thank you. smoke. The lake lays near, he stopped to drink some water. And they threw the bottle over. It broke a minute later, and he put his hand on mine. Well, I thought I saw the needle, but it might have been a vulture. You know, I never could decide. And my father built an altar. He looked once behind his shoulder, for he knew I would not hide. That's Craigslist is still kind of this.
No, but that summer when I was 11 years old, I made the trek from Chicago to Elkins, West Virginia, to take part of the Augusta Heritage Music Workshops. I was there for Bluegrass Week, which was hosted by Lori Lewis and Tom Rosen. Life-changing experience, and it was there in West Virginia and Elkins that I really, truly fell in love with this music and this community and kind of dedicated myself to doing this for the rest of my life. And so it really changed my life. All this, I'm saying this right now because it's just extra sweet to invite Lori Lewis up to the
Records, which he did, called Del McCurry Sings Bluegrass.